Welcome to the deep dive. Okay, so today we're jumping right in because honestly, I'm pretty excited to talk about something I've been trying myself, Java Burn.
Oh, you've been using it.
I have, and I've got some thoughts, mostly really positive, actually. But first, we pulled together some info from different places, Wellbeing Magazine, a detailed review over on GitLab, some user comments too.
Right, to get a full picture.
Exactly. So the mission today is really digging into Java Burn. And look, if you're listening and thinking about, a simple way to maybe give your metabolism a little boost, get some more energy with your morning coffee, this is definitely for you.
Sounds intriguing.
It really is. And just a heads up, if you do get curious after hearing all this, there's a link in the description for a special discounted price we managed to get for you listeners.
Nice. Okay, so what exactly is Java Burn? Let's start there.
Good point.
It's essentially a dietary supplement, right? Comes as a powder.
Yeah, but powder you just mix into your coffee in the morning.
And they market it as like a natural fat-burning thing for your coffee. Claims to boost energy, help with weight loss, that sort of stuff.
And the big selling point seems to be convenience, it's tasteless, dissolves super easily. So your coffee still tastes like coffee.
Which is key for coffee lovers. Okay, so how's it supposed to work? What's the mechanism?
You were explaining this earlier, the thermogenesis idea.
Right, thermogenesis. Think of it as your body's natural heat production. When your body generates heat, it burns calories. Java Burn uses ingredients that are thought to, well, enhance that process, turn up the heat a bit, metabolically speaking.
So you burn more calories even if you're just sitting at your desk.
That's the idea, yeah. Even at rest. And over time, that increased metabolic rate could potentially lead to noticeable weight management effects.
Interesting, like giving your engine a little tune-up. So what's in this powder that makes that happen? Let's get into the ingredients. Wellbeing Magazine and GitLab mention a few key ones. Green tea extract.
Yes, green tea extract. It's packed with antioxidants, catechins specifically.
Right.
The main one people talk about is EGCG.
EGCG, right. I've heard of that.
Yeah, there's research suggesting EGCG can help boost fat burning, especially when you combine it with exercise. Plus, it might be good for cardiovascular health and insulin sensitivity as well.
Okay, that sounds pretty powerful. What about green coffee bean extract? That was mentioned too.
Right, green coffee bean extract. The key thing there is chlorogenic acid. It's different from the caffeine everyone knows.
And what does chlorogenic acid do?
Well, it's believed to help reduce how many carbohydrates your body absorbs from your digestive tract.
Oh, okay. So fewer carbs getting absorbed.
Exactly, which can lead to more stable blood sugar levels, fewer insulin spikes. Some studies even hint it might help reduce visceral fat, that deeper belly fat.
Visceral fat, yeah, nobody wants that. Okay, what else? Chromium?
Chromium,
Yeah.
yes. It's an essential mineral, really important for regulating blood sugar levels.
So does that help with cravings? Because that would be huge.
That's one of the main potential benefits, yeah. By helping stabilize blood sugar, it can potentially reduce those intense cravings for, like, sugar and carbs. It also helps insulin work better and supports keeping lean muscle while you lose fat.
Wow, managing cravings and keeping muscle, that's a good combo.
Yeah.
Then there's L-theanine. Sounds relaxing.
It is, kind of. It's an amino acid you find in tea leaves. Its cool trick is promoting relaxation without making you drowsy.
How does that work with coffee, which is usually stimulating?
Well, they seem to work together quite well. L-theanine can sort of smooth out the edges of caffeine, reduce potential jitters, give you more of a calm, focused alertness rather than just being wired.
Ah, okay. Alert but calm. I like the sound of that.
And some research suggests it might even help with cognitive function, like focus and mental clarity.
Makes sense. Now, what about caffeine itself? It's in coffee already, but is there extra? Or how does it fit in?
Java Burn utilizes the caffeine already in your coffee, synergizing with it. Caffeine itself is a well-known stimulant, obviously. It increases energy, alertness,
And metabolism too, right?
and metabolism, yes. It can also help with fat burning by encouraging the release of fatty acids from your fat tissues, making them available for energy.
Gotcha. So it seems like these ingredients are all working on slightly different angles. The GitLab source also threw in L-carnitine and some vitamins.
It did, yeah. L-carnitine is another amino acid, really crucial for energy production. It basically acts like a shuttle, helping transport fatty acids into your cell's mitochondria so they can be burned for fuel.
So it helps use the fat that caffeine helps release.
Kind of, yeah. Helps get it to the right place. And the vitamins mentioned D, B6, B12, they're just fundamental for energy metabolism and neurological health, helping convert food to energy, supporting brain function, general wellness support, really.
Okay, so if we pull all that together, what are the main benefits someone might reasonably expect or hope for?
Well, based on those ingredients, you're looking at potential support for steady, sustainable weight loss through that boosted metabolism. Feeling more energetic and alert during the day is a big one, likely from the caffeine and other energy components.
And maybe fewer crashes.
Hopefully, yeah, perhaps smoothed out by the L-theanine.
Yeah.
That L-theanine also aims for improved focus and cognitive function. Then you've got potential craving reduction from the chromium.
That's a big one.
Definitely. Mm. And don't forget the antioxidants from the green tea and green coffee bean extracts. They help combat oxidative stress, supporting overall health. GitLab also mentioned general wellness, like immune and cardiovascular support.
Okay, that all sounds incredibly promising. And I have to say, listening to you break it down, it really matches up with what I've felt using it.
Oh, yeah. Tell us more about your experience.
Well, the energy thing was the first thing I noticed. Seriously, I just feel more level throughout the day. You know that afternoon slump around 2 or 3 p.m.?
Oh, I know it well.
It's pretty much gone for me now, which is amazing. And the cravings, like you mentioned with chromium, definitely less intense. I'm not reaching for sugary snacks nearly as much.
That's great. Any noticeable weight changes or anything?
You know, I haven't been living on the scale, but my jeans definitely feel a bit looser. Things are fitting better. So something's happening in the right direction. But mostly, I just feel better, more energetic, more balanced. It's been really positive.
That's fantastic to hear firsthand.
Yeah. And honestly, if you're listening and my experience sounds good, you should really check out that special discount link in the description. It's a good way to try it out.
And it sounds like your experience isn't unique. Those GitLab reviews you mentioned had similar stories, right?
They did, yeah. People like Sarah talking about more energy and her waistline shrinking. Tom mentioned losing weight and feeling more motivated. Lily said better energy and productivity plus weight loss. So yeah, seems like others are having good results too.
It's always good to see user feedback aligning with the proposed benefits.
Definitely. But okay, let's talk safety. Is it safe for everyone? Any side effects to worry about?
Generally, it seems pretty safe for most adults, given the natural ingredients.
Yeah.
They also make a point of saying it's manufactured in FDA registered and GMP certified facilities, which adds a layer of quality control.
Okay, good.
But caffeine is still caffeine. So if you're sensitive to it, you might notice some mild things like, you know, jitteriness, maybe a faster heart rate, or trouble sleeping if you have it too late in the day.
So maybe start with half a packet if you're worried.
That's usually a good approach, yeah.
Yeah.
Start small, see how you feel. Some people might experience minor digestive upset at first as their body adjusts, but that's usually temporary.
And allergies.
Very rare. But possible with any supplement. If you experience any symptoms like rash, itching, swelling, just stop taking it immediately, of course.
Standard precautions. And scientifically speaking, it sounds like while JavaBurn itself might not have tons of dedicated studies yet, the ingredients do.
Exactly. The formulation seems to rely on the existing body of research for each individual component, the green tea extract, the caffeine, chlorogenic acid, chromium, L-theanine, all of which have studies suggesting the kinds of benefits we've been talking about.
Right. So it's based on established science for the parts.
Correct.
And we touched on this, but the ease of use is just,
yeah,
it's dead simple.
Look at my much simpler. One packet, morning coffee, stir it in, tasteless, dissolves quickly.
Yeah.
No extra steps, really.
Love that. Okay. So if people are interested, where do they get it? And what's the deal with pricing?
As far as we know, it's sold exclusively through their official website.
Yeah.
That's usually the best way to ensure you're getting the real product.
Good to know. Avoid knockoffs.
Right. And they usually offer different package options, like buying one pouch or maybe three pouches at a discount or six pouches for an even better price per pouch, sometimes with free bonus materials like ebooks.
And is there a guarantee?
Yes. Typically, they offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. So you can try it for a couple of months, and if it doesn't work for you, you can get a refund. Makes it pretty risk-free to try.
That's really good. A 60-day guarantee gives you time to actually see if it works. And again, don't forget that special discount link we have for you in the description. Definitely the place to go if you want to check out the current deals.
Absolutely. Use the link.
Okay, so wrapping this up, what's the main takeaway message here?
I'd say the key takeaway is that JavaBurn offers a potentially effective and incredibly convenient way to support your metabolism and energy levels. It leverages natural, researched ingredients designed to work with your existing coffee habit.
Yeah, it enhances something you're probably already doing. And like I said, my personal experience has been genuinely great. I feel more energetic, cravings are down, just feel better overall. So I'm definitely happy I gave it a shot.
That personal testimony is powerful.
So one last time, if you're intrigued, hit the link in the description to learn more and grab that special pricing.
Yeah, definitely worth considering, especially if you're looking for that extra edge in your wellness routine without adding a complicated step. How easily could adding a tasteless powder to your coffee fit into your day? That's maybe the final thought to ponder.
A simple upgrade for potentially noticeable benefits. Thanks for breaking it all down.
My pleasure.